Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are talking about the life and legacy of former President Robert Mugabe, who died 5 years ago. But first, unlike Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign slogan, "I'm with her," there is no overt agenda messaging in Kamala Harris's run for the presidency in 2024. Yet, beyond issues such as abortion and pronatalism, gender is on the ballot. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakswara reports on how the campaigns of Harris and her rival Donald Trump present competing narratives on masculinity.
The contrast between the Republican National Convention,
let Trumpomania run wild, brother,
and the Democrats is quite clear.
Let us choose joy!
And so is the two parties' vision of masculinity. Harris, the country's first female vice president, shared the convention stage with her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and her husband, Doug Emhoff, men who have taken up supporting roles in presidential partnerships that are traditionally held by women. Democrats say the two men embody tonic masculinity, a term coined in contrast with what some call toxic masculinity, a strict adherence to stereotypical male gender roles that can lead to the devaluing of women and others. Trump is a self-proclaimed warrior, an image his running mate Senator J.D. Vance enforces.
We have got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to re-elect a man who's proven he's too big for the deep state bureaucracy. He's too tough for the tyrants all over the world. He was too strong even for an assassin's bullet.
The pair embrace a more traditional style of masculinity.
The idea that men are in charge and are making the decisions, and a particular kind of man, a sort of theatrically strong man, a man who has a sort of paternalistic control over the family.
Walz is the Democrats' counter to that narrative. He's a former football coach, an avid hunter who was in the military, who gives home and car repair tips.
This right here is the headlight harness on a 2014 Ford Edge.
But on reproductive freedom, a key issue for Democratic voters, he speaks from personal experience.
It took Gwen and I years, but we had access to fertility treatments. And when our daughter was born, we named her Hope.
Walz's empathy and vulnerability stand in contrast to what are seen as more traditional masculine qualities, such as forcefulness and dominance that Trump embodies.
Comrade Harris, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. You're no good.
Polls show women favor Harris and men favor Trump, with the gap most apparent among young people. Anxiety over shifting gender roles may be a contributing factor. With the Me Too movement, feminists want to change the way power is distributed. These conversations may be alienating to some men.
There is a sense that their masculinity and their manhood was in some ways precarious, and that they needed to reassert or reclaim that power that has been threatened or lost.
Other factors include changes in demographics, with non-white populations growing more rapidly, and in the economy, where technology jobs are prioritized over traditional labor.
So all these changes occurring at once are threatening lots of white men who are saying, wait a second, I got to do something to protect what I know, and what they know is what Donald Trump is talking about.
The Trump campaign has been aggressively courting male voters through online forums that promote masculinity. Meanwhile, Democrats are leaning into abortion rights. All of these issues could motivate turnout among different groups in the November election. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Music cassette tapes are making a comeback in the U.S., with more than 430,000 sold in 2023, about five times the number sold just a decade ago. Cassette tapes are especially popular with younger generations who grew up with digital music. Karina Bafra-Dizian has the story.
Neil Becton has owned this record store in Washington for almost two decades, but customers are not only buying vinyl records these days. Becton says a couple of years ago he had to dedicate a separate section to audio cassettes.
Cassettes started picking up in the last 2 years, maybe. I used to sell like one a month, and now I'm selling them almost every day.
And the trend extends beyond his store. Research by entertainment data and analytics company Luminate shows that in 2023, more than 430,000 audio cassettes were sold in the U.S. That's five times more than in 2014. But what's the draw of analog music when digital streaming is so easy? Ennis, a customer who asked to go by his first name only, says listening to music in album or cassette form is for him a better experience.
It was kind of killing the music that I was liking in terms of like picking and selecting what I like in a specific album, etc. And so what I like mostly about vinyls is like being able to like enjoy the full thing.
Becton says cassettes are especially popular with Generation Z customers. People born in the late 1990s and after, who hunt specific tapes down online and in physical stores.
It's mainly younger right now for cassettes. I mean, some older folks that still have cassette, you know, maybe a cassette player or one in the car. I see that a little bit, but it's mainly kids.
It's still possible to find cassette players from the 90s on platforms like eBay. What's more, YouTube offers tutorials that show the younger generation old tricks like how to quickly rewind a cassette with just a pencil or play a DJ set with tapes. Musician Bartholomew Joyce owns several hundred audio cassettes and records his music on them.
People are just curious about it. It's a medium that if you grow up in the past 20 years, you're not going to encounter. And so there's something about it being vintage and in the past that's exciting.
Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift, and Ariana Grande are among those responding to the demand. They have all released albums on audio cassette. British singer Mary Spender says cassettes are just a logical continuation of the vinyl trend of the last decade. She's
moving to LA. It was just something to offer my fans that was physical, something to hold on to, collect, display, as well as listen to.
According to Billboard magazine, the best-selling cassette in the U.S. in 2023 was the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, followed by Taylor Swift. Karina Befragen, VOA News, Washington.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic today on Live Talk, we are talking about the life and legacy of the late Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe. Mugabe died in 2019 at a hospital in Singapore. The former revolutionary who turned into an authoritarian was toppled in a de facto military coup in 2017 after serving 30 years in power. Some Zimbabweans think that things have gotten worse under the Emmerson Mnangagwa government as compared to the Mugabe era, citing continued arrests and harassment of human rights defenders and opposition members. What do people remember Mugabe from? To discuss this issue, we are joined on Skype by ZANU-PF member, Mr. Masimba Mabaza. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mabaza. And we are also joined by Freedom Alliance Secretary General, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube, and your viewers and listeners.
Thank you. Mr. Mabaza, we'll jump right into it. Mr. Mabaza, what has changed since the departure of former President Robert Mugabe, looking at the political scene in Zimbabwe?
The first thing you have to realize is Comrade Mugabe was the very first prime minister and the first president in Zimbabwe. Soon, in that aspect, Comrade Mugabe had wanted to be sorted out. So there was a lot of time spent in education, a lot of time spent into rehabilitation, and by that time, Zimbabwe goes to where it is. So when President Mugabe passed on in 2019, and after his resignation in 2017, Comrade Mnangagwa came in there with a different style of ruling. The first thing, the democratic platform was opened free. Now it is free. We do not have most arrests, as people are trying to say. Zimbabwe is more freer under Emmerson Mnangagwa than it was under Comrade Mugabe. Again, in the presence of Comrade Mnangagwa, Zimbabwe has developed a lot. We have built a beautiful airport, Robert Mugabe Airport. Our roads have been rehabilitated. The infrastructure, the President Mnangagwa is a hands-on man. He is not dealing with issues, social issues, which President Mugabe was dealing with. He is now taking from where Mugabe left and advantage of what Mugabe has done to get the advantages to the people of Zimbabwe. So, yes, there's a lot which has changed. And again, we cannot listen to those who are lying that Zimbabwe has become worse under Comrade Mnangagwa. It's not. It actually has opened, and Comrade Mnangagwa has got one which has been saying, and which is saying always, to re-engage and re-engage. And we are re-engaging with our friends and our enemies and those who are not our friends. And again, the policy Comrade Mnangagwa is using today is Zimbabwe is a friend of all and the enemy to none, which was not what we had previously. Because previously, we had the blocks which we could not go to. We had to look east because the west was closing all the doors for us. But Comrade Mnangagwa has been knocking on all those doors and opening them and making sure that we benefit from the community in the world as they will be benefiting from us. And therefore, a lot has changed. But however, the most important thing is today we remember Comrade Robert Mugabe. Comrade Robert Mugabe has brought in free education to Zimbabwe. It changed later, but the first 20 years, it was free education. He brought the independence, which we now cherish. He brought the freedom, which we rejoice in. He brought the Zimbabwe we now have. He put that freedom to us. And by his death, that was cemented into the grave. And we remember him very well, that without President Mugabe, would not have been here. And his name resonates with freedom in the whole world. The whole of Africa actually remembers Comrade Mugabe as a freedom fighter, as the man who brought freedom not only to Zimbabwe. He brought freedom to countries like Namibia, assisted so many other countries which wanted some assistance and help. He brought order into DRC by sending the army and make sure that the rebels could not take over. And he had actually thwarted a lot of strategies planned west against Zimbabwe and against Africa. So he is Mr. Africa. He is the man to remember. And may his dear soul rest in peace.
Thank you, Mr. Mabaza. Mr. Ncube, what's your take on this? You had Mr. Mabaza speak there, contrasting the Second Republic with President Mugabe's regime. What's your take?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. What we know is that Mabaza and his company will glorify the tribalist Mugabe. I will only not dwell on what he said because he's just saying what, singing to his master, as it were. We know Mugabe as a tribalist, a co-tribalist, working together with Mnangagwa. The way Mnangagwa defended Mugabe shows how much he believed in Mugabe. He is a deceitful man leading a deceitful government. Because we cannot today have Mnangagwa saying that he's better than Mugabe or he's performing better than Mugabe. Because Mugabe was kept in power because of these Zanoids who are now claiming to be the second republic. There is no second republic in Zimbabwe. What we know is that when they fought even the Liberation War, they were not fighting for anyone but for themselves and their family. You can see how Mugabe was entrenching his family in government, even in the party. And we are seeing Mnangagwa as the truthful disciple of Mugabe. He's doing the same thing. Today we are seeing people that are being arrested. This is the Mugabe rule book. He is actually walking through that. The favoritism of Mashonaland, yes, I think because Mr. Mabaza comes from that part of the country, he can glorify Mugabe. For them, he's a freedom fighter. But for those like me, for the people of Matabeleland, Mugabe was never a freedom fighter. We know these guys as terrorists who came to terrorize Matabeleland. Having embargoes put on Matabeleland, curfews that were put there to ensure that we all die. There is no explanation why we are still alive. And that is Mugabe for you. He says Mugabe was fighting for Africa. The arms cases which they say it was ZAPU, Mugabe knew very well that those were ANC arms. That we're fighting against apartheid. But what did Mugabe do? He had to take those arms away and confiscate them and also kill the people of Matabele. So we can't be glorifying Mugabe in our brains, in our rightful minds, in our rightful senses. We cannot glorify murderers. People are like Mugabe, and these ones who are now calling themselves the new dispensation because they are trying to exonerate themselves. Right now, they are failing to deal directly with the issue of Kukurawundi. It shows that they are reading from the Mugabe rule book. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Ngube. Vamabaza, murunzwanya iliku uya na Ngube pano. Varkuti aiwa apana msiano vana vanyamunu ava. Shavar kungo ita shiruku shango ufana na uyeshe. Varku endera mberi neku utzanyira vanu. Vashitaura nyaye kusungwa kwe vanu vanu rila kodzero. Vashitaura shikare nyaye kukura undi kuti vanu vaishandira pamwe chete munozvionawo seizvo
kuti vanube varatidza pachena kuti iwo is a tribalist himself. Vabve vakanga vari mutungamiriri weZimbabwe kwete kudzikwa 1982 vakazokodzera hondo yakazopedzwa pa peace accord yakazoitwa. Ranga risidambudziko retribalism vaiva dambudziko revanhu vanga vapandukira hurumende. Munguva yehondo kune zvakaitika zvakaitika. Kune vazhinji vanoita vakafa nevapenyu. Vanxube tatimunzwisisa chinhu chimwe chete kuti panguva yemadissidents tine vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vakafa, vanga vari Mashona, vanga vari Mandebele, vanga vari Makaranga, vanga vari Mandau. Hakuna kuva munhu mumwe chete. Dai maiziva vanxube kuti chii chakaitika nguva iyoyo, ndo chainzi navamugabe, it was a moment of madness as Zimbabwe we have to find each other and love each other. Tikaramba tingori engrossed muthe mutemo yamuri kufunga ine yekudhara tichinyembera vanhu ndekungovhura maronda asipo hazvitibatsiri. Dai maiziva kuti nguva iyoyo from 1982 tine vakomana nevanasikana vakawanda vakauraya mbulawayo nokuti vanga vasina kugona kutaura chindevere. That was not a good thing to do. And zvaiitika izvozvo tine vakanga vachifamba vachiuraya vanhu mudzimba, vachiuraya maticha, vachidzinga maticha anga asingataure Shona, anga asingatauri Ndebele in Matabeleland. Vana Guy Gusu mazita vayo ese vayo munoaziva. Saka handisi kuonzwisisa kuti kana muchiti imimi Mugabe akangoenda kunovictimisa Matabeleland, that's wrong. This was a problem. What we have now, we've got a Zimbabwe reunited. The Ndebeles, the Shonas, the Kalangas are one. For your information, I'm Zimbabwe. And I take pride in both sides. So it's embarrassing kuti munoya pano mutanga kudivide nyika yedu on Shona and Ndebele. This is an embarrassing situation. I think what we need is to build the country, to move on as one. The past, there are ministries dealing with that issue. And it was just one side that suffered. It's not true. It was not in the bill. But we understand that from 1982. Jikapera, vanhu vakavigwa, vari kuchemana nhasi tiri kuchema, hazvirevi kuti maronda anopora naizvozvo. Asi kuchembera nepano, tichifunga kuti it was one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
That is has never been done. I think vanhuve, you have to revise your anger against the Shonas. Look at the Zimbabwean. We are one. We are not divided by language, neither are we divided by tribes.
Tinotenda vamavaza vavancube uyamuzwa lapha ubaba umavaza uthi uthini ungangena lapha nalawe umphendule siza ukuthi wena ubona
ukhonkotha usindi ongekho umabazo uyamuzwa ukhuluma ngempi uthi kulempi kwakusifa abantu besuka indawo zonke ngamanga aluhlaza wona lawo awakhulumayo and uyamuzwa khathesi ukhuluma ngamashona azange ngikhulume ngamashona ngikhulume ngokuthi khona okwenzakale ube yihero emashona lento umgaka ilokhuzeni kule kuthe after impi amalokhuzeni amazala kawabuyelanga emashona lento babengabuyelanga abanye emalokhuzeni kuma camps why bona bengabulawanga bona labo bantu why bengazange babulawe kubulawa abantu abasemathebe ngikhuluma into engiyaziyo I'm a survivor. Umabaza cannot tell me anything. He should stop lying. Agame ukhuluma amanga. I'm not going to be intimidated ngumabaza ukuthi abese sithi kutwa ngidivider inyika yipi. Yona ivele idivided. Why wena mabaza kungela muntu even kuzani yeni khonapho? You can't have umuntu osuke emathebende siwa ngupresident. Ucabanga ukuthi asikuboni khona ukuthi kuyini? Ama tribalist yini? Kumele likugcine okwinto khona okhe likwenza and into le imbi yayangisa ukuthi khona libhizi lelenza izinto zenu lithathe ilizwe lilenze elemashona leni lifuna ukusibusa lisezanto zingabantu be akusebenzi khonoko. We are not going to be apologetic with that. You have got to stop tell each other in wherever you are ukuthi khona you should stop this thing. Zimbabwe is a very primitive country where you have got one tribe that should be leader. You talk of as a Zulu and your mother who is from Matewen. Why don't you fight for your mother who is coming from Matewen? Why don't you stand with the people of Matewen? You want us to unite my ngalifuna ukuthi lilime ngathi akusebenzi khona lokho into okukhulumayo. Akusebenzi kuyikuphukuhla okwavalwa emashonaleni. Ikhefu yelaba la emashonaleni yipi since 1980. Indaba yentumbane. So are you saying ukuthi i-background eliyenze ngoba belifuna ukuphindisela intumbane? So uphindisela njani abantu bakibo akakanyoko uyabuxwalile phela ungaziboni njalo ikuqalo kwesabekayo lokho kumele lingakuphindi khonokho ukubulala abantu mabaza into embi khuza abantu bakini ababhizi bebulala abantu bakithi libopha abantu kathi silimabo phela we are not going to accept that. Yeah.
Siyabonga baba Ncube siphe ubaba umabaza la isikhathi sokuthi aphendule vamabaza yakora muto yi kwanzi aiwa muruku reva nema kana muchiti vancube ndo vari kutaura nyaya yetribalism varuti vataura nyaya kuti pakaitika uku kuraundi uyezve matebeleland ndo iri kuramba ichidzvanyirirwa asi havana kumboti inyaya pakati pemashona nemandebele pindai apo tinze vamavaza nguva dzedu ndo dzati manye
we are trying. One, number one, what Zimbabwe does not need that anger that we are showing here. Zimbabwe is not made out of tribalism. Zimbabwe is made out of unity. What we have now in Zimbabwe is the unity of purpose. And do not lie to people. When war started, over Zimbabwe, Shona's or Zanla forces were killed. They had no guns. They were killed during lunch. And a lot were followed in the streets. And people were killed in townships and everywhere. That was then. And Gwesela was not from Mashonaland, was not from Zanla, he was from Zipa. And that is what we all know. But for now, we have grown out of that anger. We have lost people. People have died in that scenario. And we are saying those people who died are neither Shona or Ndebele. They are Zimbabweans. They are one. They are our brothers and sisters. And I don't stand by anybody. I stand by Zimbabwe as my country. So you need to come, throw away your angry mind and become a true Zimbabwean. There is no Zimbabwean who will be standing up and dividing his country on tribes and on regions. This regionalism, tribalism must stop. This is a new year. We are in the 21st century. We must learn to unite together, to grow up together, to understand what we need. And what I am simply saying to you is this is the day to commemorate the death of a hero, Comrade Robert Mugabe. Mugabe was not a divisionist. He did not divide the country. He actually united it. He united this country, he united Zimbabwe, he united us as a people. And we must follow that unity. And if you remember, after the Unity Accord, after the dissident war, if you want to call it, ZANU and ZAPU became one. That's why we have got one party, ZANU-PF, with all parties in there, and everybody in there, from ZIPRA and ZANLA, they are our heroes. And we must look up as a don't get insane. Come together, love your
country.
Yes.
Tinotenda vamabaza, tipewo vancube mkana wekuti vange vachipindura ungaphendula lapho na ncube isikhathi sethu sesingani sesiphela usithele ukuthi kukhona na okuhle okwaphumayo kumbuso kaubaba umgabe
bamabaza Mugabe was a tribalist. The people that were in ZAPU is the top leadership is people from Matelani that were killed. We are talking about Mugabe as a tribalist. And the new dispensation are the disciples of Mugabe, including you. Don't take your tribalism and then you start accusing me. Mugabe is a tribalist. ZANU is a tribal party. He is from Mashonaland. Even right now, you can't have a president from Matabeleland. Right now, even if Mnangagwa is saying he is going to step down, you will have to choose someone from Mashonaland. It's a tribal party, a Shona tribal situation in Zimbabwe. We are not going to miss our way on that one. Prove me wrong. Do the right thing. If you are saying Mnangagwa is a statesman, he is not a tribalist, prove me wrong. Let him do things that show that he is not a tribalist. Mugabe, until his death, he was a tribalist. The people that he knew that should die were the people from Matebelele. That is a fact. So you are not going to tell me today to say I'm the one who is dividing. Who am I dividing? But if you check, even right now, the violence that is in Zimbabwe is coming from Mashonaland. You are the people that are the leaders there doing wrong stuff. And you want us to clarify that. I'm not part of that kind of thinking. And you are taking Kukurawundi to be, you are saying it's sort of a civil war. That is a blue lie. I don't expect someone at your level to lie like what you are doing.
Yeah,
you need to stop lying. Mugabe, he was a tribalist. He gave evidence that he was not. Yes.
Siyabonga Ncube, unfortunately isikhathi sethu yiso esesisala lapha. Unfortunately we are out of time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.